Hello, this is Alan Parise, and welcome back to The Great Salesperson, the ultimate guide to influencing others. You're listening to Podcast 9 in this series, The Doctor of Sales. As we progress, I may refer to previous podcasts, so setting your listening software to archive all episodes is a good idea. Let's go. So now we've covered the rules of selling. Establish your credibility, know your product, know your client. Keep it simple. Stress concepts and benefits. Communicate your enthusiasm, certainty, and commitment, and take a chance. So we're ready to go on to the doctor analogy I mentioned earlier. Let's go to a live presentation where an insurance audience and I are having a good time together.
It stands to reason that if these are the rules of selling, that the finest salespeople in our society follow them. Who are the finest salespeople in our society? Look, insurance people are great, but that ain't it. There's no doubt who are the very, very best. It's medical doctors. Doctors are such fine salespeople that even they don't know they're selling, but they are. Doctors tell us what to do, and we do it. Is there anyone in this room who, when a doctor wrote out a prescription for erythromycin, asked for some other mycin? They tell us what to do, and we do it. And I know some of us, we get a second opinion. From whom? Another doctor. You're sick, I want a second opinion. You're ugly too. A few years ago, I was watching the Today Show. This doctor's talking about plastic surgery clinics that have popped up, that are advertising, you know, stop, they're in a storefront. Stop in the afternoon, have your nose done, right? They're advertising on television. Plastic surgery, and this doctor is attacking him, I mean, just broadly, but he concludes by saying this. He says, now, I should be fair, and to be fair, they're not all bad. But the public should be warned. Some of them are owned, he really said this, some of them are owned by business people. Make sure you go to one that's owned by a doctor. They're in business, they tell us what to do, and we do it. Do you ever get this objection? Usually this one's not said, but it's there. I'm a new client, and I'm going to take you on as my agent. And I say, yep, I've decided to use you as my agent, but before we get working together, I want to let you know I know. I mean, I know the secret. You know, I know that I can never really, totally rely on what you say. Because after all, you're paid a percentage commission. Anybody ever hear that one? Doctors get the whole thing. Tell us what to do, and we do it. Why? Because they've set the whole game up that way. You are the biggest producer in the country. You've got a seven-figure income. Everybody comes to you. You don't go see anybody. They come to you, except when it's time to go to the doctor. And you take your rich body and put it in your rich car, and you drive to the doctor. And if you're like me, you arrive 5 minutes early for your 11 o'clock appointment. The first thing you encounter is the clouded sliding glass window. And you go up and you lightly tap on it like it's a library. And they have this charm school trained receptionist who throws the window open. She throws it up and says, what do you want? Don't let people talk to you that way, but this is a doctor's office. So you say, I'm Alan Parise, and I'm here for my 11 o'clock appointment. She grabs a clipboard, puts a pencil on it, shoves it in your face, says, sit down and fill that out. So you sit down. It's a doctor's office. You sit down, you fill out. You know, it amazes me. People in our business who are new in the business still have a problem asking, and some experienced people, asking strangers for personal financial information. What you made last year isn't personal. The doctor's clipboard, that stuff's personal. But you fill it out because it's a doctor, and I rush to get it in. You know, if you're like me, you rush to get it in. Get it right at 11 o'clock, you hand it in, right? And you get right in and see the doctor, right? Well, some of them do it that way, but most of them, you stew there another 45 minutes. They usher you into the doctor's office, and you sit there another 10 minutes, and finally, the doctor comes in. He or she sits down, asks you more questions. You would not answer those questions, but this is a doctor. And the doctor nonchalantly sits back, puts down his or her pencil, and says, go in that other room, take off your clothes. Most of us are not indiscriminate about where we take off our clothes. But this is a doctor's office, so you go in and you take off your clothes, and they leave you there until you are thoroughly chilled. And then the other door opens up, and in comes this big, burly nurse. This is not the little snip that was sitting out front. This is a big, burly nurse. She positions herself between you and your clothes, looks down at her clipboard and says, "Now, how are we paying for this?" That's closing. And finally, the doctor comes in, and he's got this little metal instrument that I'm sure he keeps in a freezer. And he puts that thing in places you wouldn't let somebody put a cold metal instrument. But this is a doctor. And we all worry about crime in the streets. If a doctor comes at you with a knife, you give him a bonus. Now he's a surgeon. And when a doctor tells us what to do, we do it. Why? Because more than anyone else in our society, doctors follow the rules of selling. They have established their credibility. They know their product. They know our bodies better than we know our bodies, or at least we hope they do. Doctors keep it simple. If you ask a doctor too many questions, the doctor will sit back and say, "I'm sorry, I can't explain it to you. You don't have the background." Doctors sell concepts and benefits, the classic example of which is do it or die. And let me tell you what a doctor doesn't tell you when a doctor's selling you an operation. This is what they don't tell you when they're going to sell you an operation. What's going to happen is at 6 o'clock in the morning, they'll tell you this, the nurse of the opposite sex will barge into your room and awaken you. And before you recover from that, nurse of the opposite sex will proceed to shave you in places that you would rather not be shaved by anyone, let alone a member of the opposite sex. And they will do it much faster than you want them to do it. And before you recover from that shock, we're going to take you and put you on a stretcher and wheel you down the hall backwards. It's always backwards. You're going to see the lights flashing by. You're going to go through these swinging doors that are going to go womp, 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 womp. Finally, you'll be in the operating room. And you'll be under this great big light. We're going to put a mask on your face, and you'll start getting woozy. And while you're going to sleep, we're going to stay, just to instill confidence, we're going to be standing around talking about the stock market. And then as soon as you're out, we're going to grab back your sheet, grab back your gown, take out our knife, cut you like this and this and this and this, pull your liver out, stick it on the table, go get coffee, come back. They don't tell you any of that. And they don't talk price. "Excuse me, your pancreas is a little behind the liver. We didn't expect that. It's another $450. Doctors communicate their enthusiasm, their certainty, and their commitment, not necessarily as to your chances, but as to the fact that you're better off with them, a medical doctor, than you are with anybody else. And if you don't believe that one, ask them how they feel about chiropractors. It's easy to have a little fun with doctors. Let's see if we can learn something from them. They're a pretty extraordinary group of people. And when you're dealing with other people's money, you don't want to make a mistake. I mean, you don't want to make a mistake with their money a lot more than you don't want to make a mistake with your money. But sooner or later, particularly if you deal with investments that have a risk element, any kind of risk element, sooner or later, you're going to make a mistake. What should you do when you make a mistake? Go and hide? Do what doctors do. See, doctors recommend courses of treatment that don't work. When a doctor recommends a course of treatment that doesn't work, he or she realizes that I know more about the client, more about the course of treatment, and they recommend another course of treatment. That's what you should do. But sadly, because of the nature of what they do and the fact that they are human beings who make mistakes, sometimes doctors' mistakes don't mean a $20,000 loss or a $50,000 loss. The patient dies. What does a doctor do when the patient dies? Wheels him out, sends him a bill, wheels the next one in. And they should. God forbid, one of you needed an operation right here, right now. There's no time to get you in. We have to do it right here, right now, or you're gone. There's a doctor outside, a caring professional, whose last patient, the doctor made a mistake, and the patient died at that doctor's hand. A caring, good professional, but made a mistake, human being. Who do you want for your operation? That doctor or me? Doctors take a chance. They tell their clients what to do in matters of life and death. And they do it even when they're not sure. And they do it even against the malpractice issues that are out there. And they do it because they know that if they maybe, possibly, sort of, I don't know, recommend it, you and I won't do it. That's why I think doctors are such annoying clients for so many of us. You see, the truth is, they don't respect us as much as they should. They really don't. And they may be right. Doctors have the courage and the professionalism to tell their clients what to do in matters of life and death. How in the world could we expect them to respect us if we won't tell them what to do with $10,000 or $20,000? So if you want your doctor clients to respect you, and if you want your other clients to respect you the way they do their doctors, it's easy enough. Just be the professional that you already are. Do what doctors do. Follow these rules of selling. Tell your clients what to do. Be, if you will, doctors of sales. Thank you for the honor of being here. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today for this segment of The Great Salesperson, the ultimate guide to influencing others. To learn more about our workshops, programs, and speeches, or to purchase your copy of the complete 6-CD volume of The Great Salesperson, just go to www.parise.com. That's www.parise.com. For your convenience, an easy web link is provided in your podcast description.